This is a Kim Monson National News Briefing. Kansas legislature swapped a license plate bill for a data center sales tax law. On the last day of the 2025 session, both chambers suspended their own March 28 deadline rule and replaced all six of their Senate Bill 98 conferees before adopting a report that struck a two-page Route 66 license plate bill and inserted the data center sales tax exemption that became a 41-page law. Firms qualify by committing to at least $250 million in investment and 20 new jobs, and the exemption then runs 20 years. Topeka, Kansas. The Kansas legislature adopted a conference committee report on April 11, 2025, the last day of its regular session, that struck the entire contents of Senate Bill 98, a two-page bill creating a Route 66 Association of Kansas distinctive license plate, and inserted a 20-year sales tax exemption for firms that invest at least $250 million in a Kansas data center. Governor Laura Kelly signed the 41-page law on April 24, 2025, 85 days after the bill was introduced as a license plate measure. Virginia Maka, founder of Stand for the Land Kansas, described the substitution on The Kim Monson Show on August 5, 2026, the day after Senate President Ty Masterson won the Republican nomination for Kansas governor. Maka said she watches conference committee hearings all session long because a bill subject can change without its number changing. It just seems in these times, all roads circle back to utilities and power and our land, and now it's data centers, she said. The exemption covers purchases for developing, building, and operating a qualified data center, from land and buildings to servers, cooling equipment, and the labor of installing it, according to the conference committee report, brief prepared by the Kansas Legislative Research Department. The cost of electricity is excluded. The duration of the sales tax exemption would be valid for 20 years, regardless of the level of investment, the brief says. A firm qualifies by committing to an aggregate investment of at least $250 million within 5 calendar years of beginning operations, and to at least 20 new jobs at the data center within 2. It must also buy electricity for 10 years from the public utility providing retail electric service, adhere to practices that conserve, reuse, and replace water. The enacted law requires qualified data centers to be reviewed and approved by the Kansas Intelligence Fusion Center before public financial assistance or benefits are awarded, and a project deemed a threat to critical state infrastructure may be denied. The conference committee also added language prohibiting utilities from authorizing electric rate discounts for data center facilities. The revised fiscal note on Senate Bill 51, as introduced, which the conference committee report brief summarizes, says the Kansas Department of Revenue put the overall revenue effect at unknown amounts and estimated that, assuming project costs similar to the enterprise zone exemption at 60%, a $250 million project could result in foregone sales tax of $9.8 million. The exemption took effect for qualified purchases made on or after July 1, 2025, and the Kansas Department of Commerce finalized program guidelines, charging a non-refundable $1,000 application fee. The joint rules the Senate and House adopt at the start of each session state that no bills shall be considered by the legislature after March 28, 2025, during the 2025 regular session, with narrow exceptions for vetoed bills and two omnibus budget measures. April 11th fell 14 days past that deadline. A majority of the members elected in a chamber can set the rule aside there, and it is done bill by bill. The Senate Journal for that day records a motion at page 1200 that subsection 4K be suspended for the purpose of considering the following bills, Senate Bill 98, along with four others. The House took the same step for Senate Bill 82, Senate Bill 98, and two other bills, acting pursuant to subsection K of Joint Rule 4 as it opened a late afternoon session with Speaker Hawkins in the chair at page 1475. Maka named the rule on air and said leadership moves to suspend it so a bill can be heard. Both chambers had assigned Senate Bill 98 to their transportation committees, which handled it as a license plate bill. The House Journal records at page 1383 that Speaker Hawkins announced the appointment of Representatives Tarwater, Turk, and Sawyer Clayton to replace Representatives Francis, Essex, and Helgerson as members of the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 98. The Senate Journal records at page 1299, in a section printed after the day's roll calls, that Senators Alley, Owens, and Ware were appointed to replace Senators Peterson, Kloos, and Corson on the same committee. The six new conferees signed the 69-page report that came back to the floor. Representative Henry Helgerson, removed from the committee that morning, voted against it. On a motion by Representative Delperdang, the House adopted the report by yeas 85, nays 37, with three members absent or not voting, at page 1520 of the journal. The Senate adopted it by yeas 26, nays 8, with six absent or not voting, at page 1246, and Masterson voted yes. Senator Tim Schallenberger, who had introduced Senate Bill 98 as the Route 66 license plate bill in January, was absent or not voting. Representative Paul Wagoner filed an explanation of a no vote in the House Journal. These data centers use huge amounts of energy and water yet produce minimal amounts of jobs, Wagoner wrote, putting a single data center's consumption at 300,000 to 500,000 gallons of water per day. The explanation said the bill encourages conservation without setting goals or mandated reductions, and called it poor policy to forego taxes that every other Kansas business has to pay to encourage such companies. The language the conference committee inserted came from Senate Bill 51, which the Senate Committee on Commerce introduced at the request of NetChoice, a Washington trade association whose March 2025 filing on the bill was signed by its president and chief executive, Steve Del Bianco. The Legislative Research Department records it that way, noting that the bill was introduced by the Senate Committee on Commerce at the request of a representative of NetChoice. The Senate passed Senate Bill 51 by a vote of 34-6 on February 19, 2025, and in the House, a motion to move it to emergency final action failed on March 27, leaving it without a final vote that session. NetChoice testified as a proponent in both chambers, alongside Diode Ventures, Kansas Power Alliance, and KC Tech Council, with written-only support from Avergy and the Kansas Department of Commerce. Americans for Prosperity Kansas submitted written-only opponent testimony in Senate Commerce, and in House Taxation, a representative of the Kansas Sierra Club testified as an opponent. According to the conference committee report brief, the witness said the bill would likely provide economic benefits to Kansas, but would result in strains on energy and water resources that could result in unforeseen costs to the state and to taxpayers. NetChoice is a registered lobbying employer in Kansas with two Topeka lobbyists, and its 2025 filings, with the Kansas Public Disclosure Commission report, roughly 20 hospitality expenditures in 2025, nearly all logged as meals, ranging from $13.59 to $52.64. Captures held by the Internet Archive show the legislature's own measure page for Senate Bill 98, still headed, providing for the Route 66 Association of Kansas distinctive license plate on April 25, 2025, the day after the governor signed the data center law, and again on May 8, even though the same page already listed the conference committee report's adoption, the bill's enrollment, and the governor's approval. By a capture on June 7, 2025, the short title carried the data center language. Maka said the work turns on small changes in wording that are easy to miss. It is about the wording, she said. It's about a series of three words. It's about a series of changing just one word. She compared reading a session's output to working a big, giant Sudoku puzzle that has no answer, and said her organization plans to build a searchable toolbox so Kansans can trace this kind of change themselves. These lobbyists control policy, Maka said of the lobbyists working the Kansas and Colorado statehouses, and that's a problem for freedom in any state. She expects the effects to land on local government. The repercussions of this are going to be gigantic on our school district, our local communities, she said. The same legislature narrowed local authority elsewhere, and the Kim Monson newsroom reported when the governor signed House Bill 2433, stripping Kansas counties of their say over water permits. The newsroom has also covered an arrest at a July 22, 2026 Emporia City Commission meeting on a data center project, MACA's earlier warning about the energy build-out across the heartland, and the two data center bills Colorado legislative committees killed in 2026. And now, Kim's perspective. A license plate bill for Route 66 passed both chambers of the Kansas legislature, and on the last day of the session, it came back as a 41-page tax law for data centers. Anybody in Kansas who was following Senate Bill 98 was following a license plate. That is what a suspended rule and a reshuffled conference committee can accomplish in an afternoon, and all of it is legal under rules the legislature writes for itself. Virginia Maka caught it because she sat and watched conference committees all session long, which is work that almost nobody does. Citizens should not have to run a stakeout to find out what their own legislature just passed. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson National News Briefing.